We're into episode 9 of Trail Talk SA. I'm Brad Brown, your host. Thank you for joining us today on the show. I must tell you, feeling a little bit flu-y, which, not great, but the good news is these podcasts aren't contagious, so you're not going to catch anything, I promise, but not sounding on top of the world. I do apologize for that at the get-go. Really cool show this week. It was probably one of the biggest races on the South African trail running scene last weekend, the Otter African Trail Run, which we featured on the show just a few weeks ago here on Trail Talk SA. And I was very chuffed to catch up with the 2013 champion this week, Ricky Lightfoot. It was a serious hit and run for Ricky. Arrived, as you'll hear in the interview, an hour before the prologue started, and then literally headed back to the UK straight after the run. I caught up with him in the Lake District in Cumbria. Thanks to modern technology, had a really cool chat with Ricky. What an amazing guy, and what a performance at the Otter as well. Smashing Ryan Sands' record. And yeah, if you're interested to know if Ricky's going to come back and if he believes he could go faster than what he did on Sunday, make sure you listen to this week's episode of Trail Talk SA. Also in the show, I caught up with Gavin Krobela. He hosts a series of races on the Highveld in Gauteng with us going into summer. He's got a whole series of races coming up, but the next one taking place on the 6th of October at Van Gaalens in Hartbeespoort Dam. And I chatted to Gavin a little bit about that race and also some of his personal ambitions. He's got a big race coming up. He's running the Ochrabies for the first time. So chatted to Gav a little bit about that as well. As always, I love to hear from you. Thanks for being in touch. If you have, popped us an email, tweet, or Facebook message, you can keep them coming. The email address is podcast@trailtalksa.co.za. You can tweet us at trailtalksa or like us on Facebook as well, and you can be in touch that way too. So, without further ado, let's get into this week's show. Before I do, though, I just want to give you a heads up that we have changed the playouts platform that our website runs off. So hopefully it's a lot easier to listen to. I know it is definitely a lot easier to share. So if you do find value in these podcasts, if you wouldn't mind telling your running mates about it, let's share the love and help grow the sport that we all love. So head to trailtalksa.co.za, check out the playout system. It makes it a lot easier. You can download it straight off the website as well. You don't need to head to iTunes. If you are listening through an Apple device, that is the easiest way. Subscribe to it, and it'll get sent directly to your inbox without you even thinking about it. So it's as simple as that. Trailtalksa.co.za is the website. First interview this week, Ricky Lightfoot. Over the last few weeks here on Trail Talk SA, we've been chatting a lot about the African Otter Trail Run, the grail of trail. We've had the organizers on, we've had AJ Collett on, Ryan Sands, who speaks very highly of it, Lundi Greiling, and the race took place this past weekend, and it's an absolute pleasure to have the 2013 Otter champion on the show with us this week from the Lake District in Cumbria. Ricky Lightfoot, welcome on to Trail Talk SA. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
No, thanks very much for having us, Brad.
Ricky, I'm amazed. It was a real in-and-out trip for you. You mentioned that your flights were delayed before the race, so you only arrived on the day of the prologue. You're back in Cumbria now. It's just a few days after the race. This last week for you must have been really, really crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not ideal. My first flight was delayed, so it meant I missed the rest, and so I had to get a couple more flights and a couple of stay offers in different places to get here, which meant I got here on the day of the prologue about 1:30 in the afternoon. So you know, it's not always great getting out of a car in an hour later racing when you've been sat down for the last 2 days. But you know, I did what was needed to be done, and I think I finished 8th on the prologue. So you know, I was happy, but it's not always ideal, is it?
No, I'm sure you must have been really, really stressed, though. Like, am I going to make it? Am I not going to make it? Because it's a long way to come, let's be honest. I mean, we're not just around the corner. South Africa is far to go. And tell me just your thought process heading to the race.
That initial missing the first flight, the second flight, they told us that I might not be able to get there until Sunday, which I was thinking, oh God. But anyways, they found some other flights, which meant going through Amsterdam and a stayover in London. But yeah, you're thinking about it all the time. It, you know, you're conscious of it on the flight. You're getting up. You've got to stretch your legs. Just have a general walk about so you don't get too stiff. Constantly drinking and eating good food, because when you're traveling as well, you tend to eat a lot of rubbish food. You know, food's what just quick and easy. So I try not to eat too much bread and eat a lot of fruit, drink a lot of water, which definitely I think helps. But yeah, I mean, even when I got to George, I was, or when I was in Cape Town, I was worrying about getting to the race still. But you know, you've just got to sort of play with what you got. And when I got there and did the prologue, I did enough to qualify for the top 24, which was all that mattered on that day. So yeah, I was pretty happy with that.
And then let's talk about the race itself on Sunday. I mean, the field this year is pretty good as far as the South African athletes go. I mean, AJ Collitz was there, Lucky Mia, all the big names. Okay, Ryan Sands, the obvious omission. But, I mean, there was probably the best field that they've had there in a long, long time. Confidence-wise, I mean, you've had a great year as well. So I mean, you must have been pretty confident going into the race on Sunday.
Yeah, I know I'm strong. But after the prologue, I was, you know, I didn't feel brilliant during the run. I hadn't ate that morning, and it sort of knocked my confidence a bit, just because, you know, I think I was over 17 minutes, and some of the faster guys were sort of early 16 minutes, and it just makes you think, you know, I've bitten off a bit more than I can chew with all the travelling. But it just means you think about your race plan a lot more as well. So it wasn't until I sort of set off that initial 100 metres that I thought, you know, I changed my mind. I said, right, I'm gonna run out hard here, because some of the faster guys slowed down. And I said, you know, if I'm going to be tired, I'm going to be tired at the end. So push it on at the start and just see what happens. And, you know, it worked great for myself. So, yeah, I was pretty happy with that.
I mean, you said you went out pretty fast. The record, I mean, there's been a lot of speculation. Could somebody go under 4.5 hours? When did you know that, you know what, I've got a shot at sort of smashing this record?
Well, I didn't really know, to be honest. I was wearing the Suunto Ambit, which was, you know, to keep an eye on how far along the route I was. But at any point, I didn't really know how far it was to the finish, so I wasn't sure on time. I had been told that it was about 12 kilometres from the Blokrats crossing. And so I had a rough idea there, but even still, you don't know that you're going to break the record. You know, that wasn't one of the goals. It was just to come here, enjoy it and race some of South Africa's best athletes, which I was glad to come and do.
I mean, let's talk about the race itself. I mean, I've seen a couple of tweets of yours since you've returned home. I mean, you're blown away by the race, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a beautiful place. I've never run a race with so much single track, and you know, the route is that technical. There's that much climbing, and it's right next to the sea. It's an amazing course, and it's, if I don't run it again, it's one I'll definitely come back and I'll do the hike. I've seen nothing like it. And like you say, you know, Mark said at the start about the litter and stuff, and you don't see any litter. Even I went out the next day after the race for a run before I went home, and there's no litter at all on the beaches or anything. It's unbelievable that there's no litter.
I mean, it is. It's. I mean, we probably take it for granted. It's a beautiful part of our country, and we absolutely love it. But just hearing it from someone else, I think, points it out. And that's probably something to take out of this. And it doesn't matter. I mean, we talk in the Otter now, but it doesn't matter what trail run you're doing. I think the key is whatever you take on the trail, make sure you take it off the trail with you. I don't know if you feel the same way, Ricky.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's so many races in the UK, and there's a lot of people who don't have respect for the fells in the Lake District. You know, there's a race most weekends, or, you know, most weeks, but you can go out on the route afterwards, and, you know, there's gel wrappers, but banana skins, and, you know, energy bar wrappers, and it's a real shame because some people, you know, they just have a gel and then they throw it, or even the little bits of wrapper off the gel, and it's such a shame, they're spoiling it for everybody else.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then just talking about the Otter again, as far as a race and an experience, I mean, you've been lucky enough to race pretty much around the world. Where would you rate the Otter to some of the other races you've raced?
With regards to toughness, it's a pretty tough course, just because of where it's at and the trail itself, because it's so technical. It doesn't just require your full physical attention, it's your mental attention as well, because you're concentrating so hard on the trail, not just the ground, it's the trees and the branches. You've got to be careful, you know, if you're looking at the ground too much, you're going to hit one of those trees, and it's not a good place to be when you do. But yeah, it ranks up there with some of the toughest races I've done, just because of that.
And as far as the beauty of it, I mean, we've spoken about that, but I mean, ranking that up with some of the other trail runs you've done?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, second to none. It's amazing. You know, the white sandy beaches, the waves crashing against the rocks, and being so close to the sea, which, you know, up in Cumbria, I live right next to the sea, and I love running along the shore and the banks along there, and it's, you know, it's a great race for that. I would recommend anybody who's visiting South Africa to go and do the Otter Trail at some point in their life.
Yeah, it's actually quite funny because every sort of really good athlete I've spoken to on the show, South African-wise, they all, I mean, that is number one. They say if there's one race you need to do in South Africa, it's the Otter Trail. But you mentioned the Lake District, and you grew up there as well, and that's where you got into trail running. Tell us a little bit about your youth and growing up and when this journey started for you.
I started quite late as a runner. 14, a lot of kids around my area were already running and running on the fells. But it wasn't until then, I was in secondary school, that the then site manager of the school, he used to take the kids out for races and take them different events. And Brian Taylor, the guy who took me to my first race, I still train with him now, and we run together quite a lot. You know, he's took me all over the UK, and that's what sort of sparked it for me. From then on, I just, you know, I wanted to see more and more, and I started travelling abroad sort of 2007, and that's it, I was hooked. You know, some of the sky races, the bigger mountains in the Alps and the Pyrenees, it was amazing. But yeah, I've always trailed run since I was 14, and took it serious since I was about 18, and it's something I'll always do. It's, you know, it's in me now. It's, you know, if a day goes by and I'm not out running, it, you know, that's a bad day. So you know, I've got to be grateful towards my fiancée Sophie. She puts up with it a lot,
and she's expecting as well. You're about to become a dad.
Yes, it's actually 2 weeks tomorrow, the due date, so, you know, it's good to get home and to look after her.
I'm sure. Ricky, you've had an amazing year. I mean, you've won the Otter now, but you also the 2013 Trail World Champion in Wales, which took place earlier this year as well. Tell us a little bit about that race. I mean, going into there, I mean, the best in the world, and you've beaten them all.
Yeah, I mean, my initial goal was to qualify for the Great Britain team and book my place to the World Championship in Wales. So I was going into the race, and if I'd run a top 10 spot, I would have been happy. So I went down to Wales on the 2 days before, but the day before I was ill. You know, I went to the opening ceremony, and I had to go back to the hotel, and I was being sick along the way, and I spent most of the day in bed. So, you know, to get up the next morning, and I didn't feel good at all. Like you say, there's a lot of good runners there, and there's a lot of good runners missing, which is a real shame. But hopefully the event will grow and grow. I just started that race as I always do. You know, I got myself to the front I sort of set the pace, just to see who come with us, because sometimes in a lot of trail races, a lot of people will head out, and you know they'll just be happy to sort of run along in a group until the last, you know, 5 mile or something, and then it gets really hard to race. But I prefer to bring it to everybody and, you know, race it from the start. I think it's a lot better way to run a race, and it makes it more interesting. But yeah, in Wales was just one of those days where, you know, everything went well. You know, we had a great support team. You know, the gels and the water were all going down great. No, it was a good day.
And then as far as running tactics and that sort of thing, is that just something you've developed over the years, going out hard and seeing who follows, or is it something you've developed?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I can remember, it depends on how you feel. If you're feeling good, it's a good thing to do. But sometimes if it's just a short race, it's good just to sort of steady away and go with the leaders and try and sort of put it in towards the end. But yeah, it's over the years it's just developed, and it's how I like to run as well. I think it just makes more for a more interesting race, and you know, there's a lot of records in the Lake District, and they're from sort of 80s and 90s, and you know, they're never going to be broke if people just sit in a pack and run to the end together. You know, you've got to get out there and you've got to run hard, race it, just like they were back then.
Yep, give it a full go, Ricky. One of the things that you mentioned that you don't feel like you've had, you almost feel like there's something missing if you haven't had a run on a day. And South Africans are pretty spoilt when it comes to weather and climate. We've got a phenomenal climate. It depends where you stay. I mean, down in the Western Cape during winter, it gets a bit cold and rainy. But where I am up north, our winters are pretty mild. We don't get any rain during winter. So we're really lucky. And people, let's be honest, bitch and moan about the weather here. And, oh, we can't get out and train in winter because it's really tough. How do you wrap your head around it? Because let's be honest, the UK winters can be miserable, and sometimes the summers can be miserable too. But how do you sort of wrap your head around getting out and training in poor weather?
You know, you've just got to think of everybody else. You know, they're out training as well, and it's just as hard for them. But as long as you're taking the right kit out and you're wearing the right stuff, it doesn't really matter what the weather is. At the end of the day, it only goes skin deep. And if you're wet 10 minutes into the run, it doesn't matter, does it? You know, sometimes it's really tough to get out and get out on the fells because of the weather's so bad. But you know, it's somewhat what we do, and you know, it's tough for everybody. So just get out and do it. But yeah, it's sometimes it's tough in the summer as well with the amount of wet weather we get.
Yeah, I sometimes think we too lucky and too blessed here in South Africa. It makes us soft.
I don't know about
that. And Ricky, I mean, now that you have the record and it's yours, I can guarantee you there's going to be a whole lot of South Africans who are going to be out to get that record back, because it's just not on that a foreigner has the record for the Arthur Trail Run. Will you be back to defend your title?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to come back and sort of run the otter again. You know, I think there's time still to be taken off that record as well. You know, maybe on the day if I was racing somebody, there was possibly another 5 minutes to be took off. So it'll be interesting to see the in the next few races the people that come and see if the time comes down anymore.
Yeah, it's gonna make for interesting, gonna make for very interesting racing. And then looking ahead for you, I mean, what's on the cards for you now? Obviously, baby arriving in a couple of weeks, so that's gonna be your main focus for now. But as far as racing goes in the future?
Yeah, I mean, this year and the end of last year, I hadn't really planned anything. I just come from a sort of 4 month injury last July. So I'm pretty happy at the minute just to sort of roll along and you know, see what comes my way. But For the immediate future, yeah, I mean, the baby's on the way next month, so it's going to be a quiet time for me. But the cross country starts in the UK, sort of the end of this month, so I'll probably slowly change from the fell running and mountain running to the cross country running, just for that winter speed. I've got a couple of things planned in December. Just wait and see if they come off.
Okay, and then finally, just I mean, we've spoken how you got involved in trail running and your love for trail running. What's the biggest lesson that trail running has taught you?
To appreciate what you've got. I mean, a lot of people around this area certainly, it's on the doorsteps and it's for free. And they just don't appreciate it. It's an amazing place to live in the Lake District, as you'll agree with yourself. Living near the Otter Trail or in Cape Town, it's so impressive, but just not enough people appreciate it and have the respect for it. As Mark was saying, when he used to go to the beach when he was smaller, it was a better place for him going there because he always come away with a bags full of litter, and it'd be great if everybody had that same sort of philosophy. But yeah, it's just appreciate what you've got and look after it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ricky Lightfoot, congratulations once again on your superb win this weekend. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. We look forward to welcoming you back here in SA and looking forward to seeing you racing again in the future.
Hopefully, and thanks very much, Brad. Thanks a lot.
Trail Talk SA, and from one iconic race to many races around South Africa. It was great chatting to Ricky, but we've got some amazing, amazing races here in South Africa, and an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show. I think it's the first time I've spoken to you on Trail Talk SA. Gavin Krobelaar, welcome.
Thanks, Brad. It's awesome to be chatting to you on Trail Talk.
Yeah, I mean, I've chatted to you on various other podcasts that I do, but it's the first one for Trail, and Trail's a big part of what you guys do at the Multisport Basement, and you've got a race coming up on the 6th of October. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, definitely. Trail is a big part of what we do. It's what we're very passionate about. It's actually probably most of our business. And, yes, we've got our first one of the season in the Half Hot Summer Trail Challenge coming up on the 6th of October. It's Sunday at Van Gaalen Cheese Farm. And we cater from entry level to slightly longer. We've got a 6, a 12, and a 20K option. And what we try and do is we just try and give the guys an awesome experience, throw in a couple of climbs, a bit of single track, a bit of technical stuff, and also have an awesome day at the same time. While guys get the benefits of some of our, we've got some pretty good brands on board like Goo, Energy Labs, Salomon, and Brighton. So, with the help of them, we can actually make cool events like this happen there.
Yeah, I mean, Van Gaalen's is a great place to head out. There's some amazing trails out there. From a technical point of view, I mean, you've got the three distances, but I mean, the lower ones, would someone who's just started out, would that be a good option for them?
Yes. We're trying to get the balance right. So if you're an entry level runner, you're kind of trying to cut your teeth on this stuff and get into it. It's not going to sort of put you off, but at the same time, there's also enough of a challenge for your seasoned guys and girl runners out there. So. Obviously, if you've got a very high fitness level, you want to go to the longer distance, which is either the 12 or the 20. But it's also, if you're going to do the 20 and you're trying a 20 for the first time, yes, we've got quite a big climb in there, but it's not like you're climbing through the Alps. So it's still the half ultra. We don't have the biggest mountains on earth, but it's still, having said that, it's still a challenge for your seasoned guys if you are sort of kind of give it a good go and race it.
Yeah, we don't have mountains, but we don't have much oxygen either, which doesn't help.
I suppose that helps. Yeah, it sort of throws a spanner in the works there
exactly.
For any of the other guys who are used to the mountains.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gav, and then entries-wise, how can people go about entering?
are entering on our own site on multisportbasement.co.za. You go on there, you just have to register. And what the cool thing is, if you register for the first time for the rest of the series, you are sorted. You just have to go on and pay for the rest of the races when those entries open later on in the year and in the new year. But once you're registered, you are sorted for the rest of the series. You just got to take care of the payments. And you get your T-shirt, you get a medal, you get a burger at the finish line, you get some awesome stuff from Goo and Brighton. So, it's just going to be an absolutely awesome day. I mean, as you said earlier, Van Gaalen is such an awesome venue. It offers everything.
Yep. Sounds like fun. And then, Gav, from a personal perspective, one thing I dig about you is you're not just organizing races, you actually walk the talk, so to speak. You've got a big race coming up in a few weeks as well.
Yeah, something I've been threatening to do for quite a while. I've done the ultras and I've done that kind of stuff and always wanted to do, an extreme multi-day race and finally taken the plunge. Been threatening for a few years. And, in 3 weeks I'll be doing the Kalahari or Kravis Extreme Marathon. Managed to put a decent week in last week, some mileage, spent some time away running to Cape Town for Old Timers Memorial Challenge with a bunch of awesome guys. And now, as far as I can see, I think I'm ready for this one.
Brilliant.
As ready as you can before a desert race, I suppose.
I'm uber jealous, man. That race is on my bucket list as well. Hopefully, in a year or two's time, I'll be joining you. But yeah, I chatted to Daniel Rowland, who actually won the Atacama Crossing earlier this year. He's coming out, and I reckon he's going to give it a good tonk. Are you going to give him some competition?
Sure. I'd like to go in saying that I'm going to finish the race, being my first one, of sort of this magnitude. Perhaps when you're there in a year or two, when you decide to do it, maybe it'll be a different story when I can go out there and I can race it. But baby steps for now. Never done anything like this before, so let's just say I'm going to go in and finish it.
That wasn't a very confident answer, Gav.
Well, those kind of things do scare me a little bit.
No, I'm sure. Gav, as always, an absolute pleasure to catch up. I'll pop those links for the Multisport Basement website up on the show notes for this episode of Trail Talk SA as well. So if somebody's listening to this and they want to enter the race, all they need to do is just head over to our website and they can link straight through to the entries page. I'll pop that up for you as well, Gav.
That's awesome. And as always, Brad, it's been awesome chatting to you. And thanks for this awesome platform, man. It's brilliant.
Well, another week comes and goes here on Trail Talk SA. Thanks to both our guests this week, Ricky and Gavin. I appreciate your time and catching up with us and giving us an opportunity to share what you're up to with our listeners here on the podcast. As always, if there's something that you would like us to chat about or discuss here on Trail Talk SA, please do be in touch. You can email podcast@trailtalksa.co.za. You can tweet us as well @trailtalksa. It is as simple as that. Until next week, have yourself a superb one, and we'll chat soon. Cheers.